With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, October 5th, and this is the program that tries to help walk you through your financial life. To do so, we would love to hear from you. It would be great. All you have to do is email us. The email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you are so inclined and you're kind of interested in being on the air with us, we are back in action. My schedule seems to have settled down a little bit. We can start scheduling time to get you on the air. So if you want to be on the air with us, when you send us your email question, just tell us that. Want to be on the air? Just, you know, financial question. Just say, I want to be on the air. You never know what can happen. It really is actually a lot more fun to have you on the air live. I know I like that. Mark does too. So shoot us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on our website, if you're on jillonmoney.com because you've signed up for our free weekly newsletter or you've watched some TV segments, then just click the contact button and let us know how we can help you out. All right. That is what Lily did. Lily is calling us from Virginia. Hi, Lily. Welcome to the program. How can we help you out?
I would love some help on, I don't know if it's a possibility for me, but I wanted to check it out. I'm a high income earner, and I was wondering if I could do a backdoor Roth for extra money that I have left over every month.
Okay.
But I do have an IRA.
An existing.
Rollover. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
From previously.
Wait a second. So let's just go through some stuff. How much
sure.
How much do you earn?
I earn, let's say, about $200,000.
Okay.
Thousand.
And are you single or married?
I am married.
Okay, what does partner earn?
Partner earns about $50,000.
Okay, so you're at $250,000. And you're working currently, are you self-employed or are you working for someone else?
I am working for someone else.
Do you have a retirement account with that employer?
Actually, yes. I have two retirement accounts with them. I have a 403 mm-hmm. and a 457.
Okay. And a 457. Okay. So a municipality or a teacher or something like that that you are?
Yeah, hospital.
Okay. Hospital. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the old retirement plans that we talked to, that you mentioned, mm-hmm. how much is in the IRA that hold that rollover IRA that holds those old retirement accounts?
About 80,000.
If you look back, they're from previous mm-hmm. employers. Were those from 403Bs or 457 plans as well?
Believe they were 403s.
Okay. Now, there could be something very exciting that you could do. Okay?
Oh, thank
yes.
you. That's why I called you.
I know. So, when I've run across this in the past, one way mm-hmm. to get around, so for everyone listening, Lily very wisely is saying, like, hey, I don't know if I can do a backdoor Roth, because even if it sounded like the greatest idea in the world where I'd put $6,000 away and then immediately go in from a non-deductible IRA into a Roth IRA, there is a rule that's called the pro rata rule, which means if you have another IRA account, that can mess up the whole calculation and it sort of deters people from doing it. But Lily, mm-hmm. what if we yeah. rolled over the $80,000 of the old IRA from the old retirement accounts into the 403B that you currently have?
Ah, okay.
Okay. So
I would have to look into that. Yes.
Yeah. So what you would do, I'm about to say we, because all of a sudden mm-hmm. it became my money. So what we would do is you would go to your current 403B provider, whoever that is, maybe it's Fidelity or TIAA-CREF, whatever. You go to that mm-hmm. provider and you say, I've got an old rollover account. I want to move $80,000 from my old account into mm-hmm. my current 403B. Now,
okay.
two huge advantages. One is that now your money is consolidated. That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Number
mm-hmm.
two, you no longer have the pro rata rule that you're worried about.
Yes. And now, that
so
was
that's,
the big.
Right?
So, that was the big one. Yes.
So that wipes that away. Who is the 403B provider right now?
403 and 457. I'm really lucky, actually. So I can maximize both accounts every year, is with TIAA.
Fantastic. I mean, first of all, you know, the one reason, if you had said to me, the one caveat I was going to say, if it's with some crappy company, then maybe you wouldn't want to do it. TIAA, Cref, fantastic company, fantastic choices, low cost. And so that to me could be an ideal way for you to start to do the backdoor Roth. Now, I mean, I also want to be clear that, you know, you are in an interesting tax bracket that, you know, you're in this big, wide tax bracket called the 20, well, highest rather, 24%. So, you know, I think that the idea of putting money away at 24%, given that you make $250,000 a year together, is a great idea. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do your 403B or your 457. You're socking away a lot of money. Do you guys have kids?
We do not.
Oh, that's why you have all that money.
We have a dog. We have a furry.
What kind of furry child do you have? I, too, have furry children, and I am hugely partial towards the furry children. So what kind of dog?
Yes. We have a Siberian Husky.
Whoa. That's a real dog. Okay. So I'm not messing with you. You are for real. You now win. You win. Okay.
Oh, really?
Do I? you win. I have two smaller dogs. But I think that you are in great shape. And I think that if you cannot actually combine these, but I bet you can. Because, again, sometimes they'll mess you up because they'll say, oh, the source of the funds is different. It comes from a 401k and now we're going to a 403B. But if it's 403B to 403B, you should be able to do this. It's totally legit. You're not doing anything shady. And so, and TIAA will help you facilitate this whole process. And then you can do the backdoor Roth. But let's go step by step. If you can't do it, the alternative would be for you to start converting the existing IRA rollover into a Roth. Mm-hmm. And you just do a little bit at a time to keep you in your tax bracket.
Got it.
Good?
Okay, perfect. Yes.
Fantastic. All right.
And then my husband is self-employed. He has a very small business currently with one employee. And so I was wondering for him, what would be the best way of setting aside retirement money? Mm.
So it's a real employee. In other words, it's not just that he has a 1099 person who's a contractor, right?
A real employee, but no health benefits and basically hourly.
There are different retirement plans for self-employed people. There is something called a SEP IRA. There is something called a simple IRA. And it kind of depends how much money he's going to put away for himself, which one is better. There has to be some contribution for this employee. And maybe your husband would like to be able to do that. I think that you should look at both of them. I think the simple is obviously the simplest, but he won't be able to put quite as much money away. That said, maybe it doesn't matter because you're putting away so much money in your retirement accounts. So I might, if I were you, check out the simple. You can do it at a major brokerage house. So it's a very, it's turnkey. The costs are very low and do that.
Perfect.
All right.
That solves that.
Go forth. Let me know if you have any trouble with the rollover. And like I said, if you did run into a brick wall on that, at the very least, you could start converting a small amount every year from that retirement account. Again, you would have to burn up some of the cash in your emergency fund. You got to have money to do it. But, you know, as long as you're converting that money and you're still in the 24% tax bracket on the conversion, then you get to the same place. You really do. And you're just making sure that that money is already had the tax extracted from it. And then the money will grow without any tax going forward. So again, that's a great plan B option. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Let me know.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lily. Take care. Thanks so much for calling. I know so many of you have Roth conversion questions yourself. So don't forget, we really would like to help you out, but you got to talk to us. That's very easy. All you need to do, send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you have found this podcast helpful, we would really appreciate a rating or a review. Now, as always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and try to do something nice for somebody else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.